So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 411. I am your host, Miles Sprong, joined here by Kieran Sant. We are not doing the apple crunching again. It's not happening.
Preemptive mute button.
Not letting it occur.
Well, it's cringe. That's no fun. That's kind of the whole bit.
No.
I mean, taking a bite out of the apple before we start.
No.
Suit yourself.
This is a big apple.
It is a huge apple. Anybody listening to this, this apple is like, what, 2-3 inches around?
It's a ridiculously
large green apple that I have been eating for the past 20 minutes because of how large and impossible it is to bite into. It is ridiculously dense.
I don't know where Ben Davis gets these apples from, but...
Nuclear power plant, I would assume.
Yeah, probably. I think that's the only explanation.
Yeah.
Or at least they grow near a nuclear
power plant. Near one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely being irradiated eating this apple right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You're going to turn into the Hulk by the end of the episode.
I'm going to have two extra arms.
Yeah, maybe an extra eyeball, too.
Maybe not extra arms. Maybe just, like, a little bit of, like, what could have been an arm, but it didn't finish all the way.
Yeah, just because it's an apple and not, you know, like, a cake or something.
Yeah. It needs to be distributed correctly, the radiation. Unfortunately, apples do not distribute the radiation. I had to
How
do it, ma'am.
How dare you? I'm going to banish you to Alcatraz. Anyways, it is Tuesday, December 10th, 7:50 a.m., obviously. 38 degrees outside, high of 46, low 31 here in the Indianapolis area. 2 weeks or 15 days till Christmas.
Break. Not fall break, what the hell?
Well, 10 days till fall break, 13 till Christmas. I mean, 15 till Christmas, not 13.
Don't know 10 where I got from that number fall from. Break.
Yeah, 10 from fall break.
10 since, I guess we should say.
Yeah, 10 like weeks since fall break.
I don't think it has been.
It had to have been. It's got to be something close.
Oh, I got strawberry milk. Well,
oops.
Gotta find out what that tastes like.
Apparently. How's it going, Kieran?
It was the worst stutter I've ever had the experience of witnessing
it
on
was
one
in
of
a,
these shows.
It wasn't a stutter.
That was a stutter. My that
brain,
counts.
Yeah, my brain just kind of turned off. How's Kieran doing?
Pretty all right. That, I don't like that.
Don't like the smell of strawberry milk?
I can't smell the milk.
Oh.
Miles, my nose doesn't work.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I hate when that happens.
No, it never has.
Oh.
I haven't been able to smell correctly since I was 12, Miles.
Oh.
My nose just doesn't work.
Oh. That's interesting.
That tastes like weird.
Anyways, you want to jump into
Let's get into it. I haven't had anything to go on. I want to hear what's been happening.
So, Eminem's mom died.
I don't know how to react to that one.
Well, if you were Eminem, you'd be throwing a parade.
Yeah.
Because he hates his mom.
Well, I didn't know if it was still, like, he still hated his mom or if they had made up or not.
Oh, no, he still hates his mom.
Well.
But yeah, she died at the age of 69 from advanced lung cancer.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so
can't
I
can't say that.
I guess we'll see if cleaning out my closet from Eminem back in the day is true and, because someone posted that line that he said where it was, you should see Haley's so big now. He says you should see her. She's beautiful, but you'll never see her. She won't even be at your funeral. So I guess we'll see if that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate for her, but apparently really good
for Eminem. Someone got divorced. Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan.
Oh, yeah, they broke up because Barry Keoghan cheated on her with Brecky Hill.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, the Livy Dunn lookalike.
Oh.
That's...
How did Barry Keoghan fumble Sabrina Carpenter?
I have no idea. That is the most... I mean, that's got to be on the top five lists of fumbles ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotta be, right? Number one.
Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie.
Well, yeah. No, number one. I don't know.
not Matt Damon. Brad Pitt was with Angelina Jolie, right?
Yeah. I think Matt Damon was too, though.
No, I was thinking of Matt Damon and Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. There was a whole history there.
They made a bit on that in Deadpool 3.
Wolverine, yeah.
Daredevil, I'm so sorry. It's fine.
Well, speaking of Deadpool.
Oh, joy.
Apparently, I mean, obviously, Deadpool's been out for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out that Ryan Reynolds paid $10,000 to Sony to wear a B. Arthur shirt in Deadpool. Like, you know how he has that?
Oh, yeah, out of pocket. Yep.
That B. Arthur shirt? Yeah, he paid Sony Studios.
Out of pocket, 10 grand.
Out of pocket, 10 grand to wear.
To wear the shirt.
Of a former Golden Girl. How fun.
Former is crazy. She's dead.
Well, yeah, which makes her a former Golden Girl.
Outrageous. Outrageous statement to make.
Okay. So there were a bunch of stolen animals, over 1,000, in Thailand that were seized in May during an anti-trafficking organization that included critically endangered species like tortoises and lemurs that are being sent back to Madagascar. Thank you, Thailand. That's pretty cool of you.
Pretty cool.
You're on the nice list for Christmas.
Do they celebrate Christmas?
I don't think so.
I mean, I know that some people probably do in Thailand. I just don't know if it's like a widespread holiday like it is in the U.S.
I don't know.
Santa.
Here, I'll...
No witnesses.
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember that?
No,
bit? I... Oh, I'll show you that after the show.
Okay, never mind. This isn't new. Actually, it's kind of cool. Gaming can be challenging, especially for players with disabilities. Massively multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPGs like World of Warcraft, rely heavily on coordination. Okay, there's a group of, or there's a guild of deaf people, or of deaf gamers.
That's in World of Warcraft. A lot less cool than I was expecting.
It's still cool.
It is cool. But I was expecting you to say there is a guild of World of Warcraft players with no arms. They play the game using their feet. They have a gas pedal to go forward.
They play the game using their face. They just twitch their cheeks.
There's a guild of World of Warcraft players that have no eyes. They play on sound cues.
So blind people?
Well, blind people don't usually play video games, so yeah.
Well, neither would people with eyes.
Huh?
I'm confused. So...
That's the joke, Mike.
Oh, okay. I mean, whatever. I know what I meant, and that's what matters.
You just said, I said blind people don't usually play games, and you said neither do people with eyes.
You know what? I know what I meant, and that's what matters. So, everyone's Spotify Wrapped came out.
And it sucked.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. It was not correct. I have not listened to Panic at the Disco for 20,000 minutes.
I don't know.
I haven't listened to Panic at the Disco for 1 minute.
Apparently you have.
No.
Do you share your Spotify account?
No, it's my Spotify account.
You're being humble.
It
you
said
love
that my
Panic
top two songs were... What was it? I Write Sins Not Tragedies was number two.
Oh, yeah.
I have never listened to that song willingly. Never.
Apparently you have.
Never in my life have I listened to Panic at the Disco and enjoyed myself.
I guess maybe you got hacked. I don't know.
No, everybody had bad Spotify Wrapped.
Mine was correct.
It was literally...
Or mine seemed correct.
Because there were people that were like on TikTok the week it came out that were saying like, hey, I have a question for Spotify. How come a song that I listened to once at the beginning of March is currently my top song on the list?
My Spotify Wrapped actually was very accurate. That I
mine wasn't.
I think.
I checked Stats FM after I got my Wrapped, and I was like, wow. So that's just wrong.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have Stats FM. I paid for the unlimited like 3 years ago.
Mm.
Can I? Oh, okay. Do I just hit the 1 year, essentially?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. This wasn't right at all then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We Bring the Boom is number 8.
Bro! No, it is not.
I don't listen to Spotify that much.
You...
Hey, my top 5 was accurate, though.
You absolute
creature. Or my top 5 artists and tracks were both accurate. So, good for you, Spotify. You got it right. Dave Matthews Band was my number 1 artist, which I wasn't expecting. I thought it would be Ariana Grande, but she was number 2. Anyways, yeah, everyone's Spotify Wrapped came out. And here are the top 10 most streamed songs on Spotify this year. Die With a Smile by Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga. Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift. One of the Girls by The Weeknd. Too Sweet by Hozier. End of Beginning by Dijo. Lose Control by Teddy Swims. I've never heard of this song in my life. Have you heard of Gata Only?
No.
By Chris MJ and nope. Floyd Maynard?
No idea.
Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Beautiful Things, Benson Boone. Number 1, Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter. So, hoorah. I had none of those songs on my list. I hope everyone is aware of that. What? Newborn Baby goes viral for his hilariously grumpy expressions.
Are we doing this again? Is that news now?
No. That's why I was saying it. It's weird.
Yeah.
First of all, it isn't news. Second of all, then my brother should have gone viral when he was a baby because he always looked angry at everything.
Yep.
Bitcoin. It hit 100,000 for the first time ever. So, you know, $100,000 just to get one singular Bitcoin. Ooh. Well, now we're on the topic of cryptocurrency. You know what happened, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
With Haley Welch?
Yeah.
Dude, that was crazy. So, Haley Welch. I should
have seen that coming.
So, Haley Welch is, you know, an industry plant. She said a dirty joke on a TikTok in July.
And then blew up for no reason.
Got an insane amount of publicity for absolutely no reason. Hasn't given any credit to the guy that actually posted the video, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah, so since then, she's started a podcast called Talk Tua. That's like sponsored by Jake Paul's betting company. Like, it's a whole thing. But recently, within the last week, she came out with a Hawk coin, which was a, you know, meme cryptocurrency that a bunch of people put their money into. But it was a rug pull scam because essentially how it worked was they gave a bunch of information to insiders so that the insiders could buy the coin and make it seem like, oh, everyone in the public's buying this. But really, they sold like 0.3% to the consumers or to the public. And the public bought that all up. And then the insiders, or they call them snipers, the insiders just sold it immediately and the coin just tanked. And everyone lost a ton of money that paid investments into it. So I think the total amount that was lost was, I mean, it was a couple million dollars. It was a lot of money, like millions of dollars. And obviously, she is facing a lot of backlash for this.
My brother in Christ, it's a crime.
Yeah, I know.
It's a felony.
But she is facing backlash with everyone saying she should be arrested.
Legal backlash, yeah.
Well, she's not. She hasn't gotten arrested yet or charged with anything.
Ridiculous to me.
Or even, like, no visit from law enforcement. Like, yep. Nothing has happened to her as it should because she scammed a bunch of people and she shouldn't be able to get away with it. And she took a ton of the profits from that. So, and you know, obviously the people that she was associated with, the people that are associated with her, like her PR team and the people that actually launched the coin, because, you know, she's not smart enough to do it herself, are instantly saying, like, nope, it's not a scam. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, essentially saying, nuh-uh.
Yep.
And, you know, CoffeeZilla, who is a huge YouTuber that exposes these kinds of things, he dug into the Logan Paul stuff. He dug into... He dug into a bunch of... He's dug into a ton of crypto scams. He was straight up just asking normal questions that people would want to know on, like, their Twitter Live or whatever. And he got muted because he was asking very easy-to-answer questions. But, obviously, that would incriminate themselves. So, that's probably one of the biggest stories of the week. I mean, it's probably number two. We'll get to number one. Joe Burrow says that he bought the Tumblr Batmobile from the Dark Knight trilogy. Warner Bros. Produced just 10 of these, each priced at $3 million. Burrow shared the news with T. Higgins, his teammate during practice, saying, "I don't get it for a year, but I bought it." So Joe Burrow bought a Batmobile.
Huh. I want a Batmobile.
Me too. Do you have $3 million?
No, but I had a Batmobile made out of gingerbread. My girlfriend and I made a gingerbread bat mansion, or attempted to make a gingerbread bat mansion.
I don't think that counts.
I had a Batmobile. Not a correctly sized Batmobile, but I had one.
Can I steal Joe Burrow's? Do you think he'd let me?
Without the cops catching you, no. You could do it for maybe like 10 minutes.
I think he said later on, he was like, "No, I was joking. I didn't actually buy it." But you can't see, like, "Yeah, I don't get it till next year," without buying. I don't know. I think he bought it. I definitely think he bought it. So the Voldemort actor, Ralph Fiennes. That makes a lot more sense. Is all in for Cillian Murphy to play Voldemort in the HBO Harry Potter show that is coming out.
Honestly, on board with that.
Yeah,
Cillian Murphy would go hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would be really good as Voldemort. Let's do it. Cruel Intentions, the cult classic film, has a new reboot series on Prime Video. So that's fun. I've never heard of that movie, but maybe some other people have. A tsunami warning was issued on the West Coast after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Northern California. The tsunami warning covers areas from Davenport, California to Douglas, Oregon. So stay safe, California people. Robert Pattinson says, "I could genuinely see myself retiring by the end of the Batman trilogy." Robert Pattinson may retire from acting after completing Matt Reeves' planned Batman trilogy. In an interview with the New York Times Style magazine, Pattinson shared that the three films could mark the end of his career. The Batman premiered in late 2022, with the sequel set for a late 2026 release. Trilogy has also expanded into the Penguin. Pattinson's portrayal offered a fresh take, whatever. Yeah. He's gotten a lot more into producing as well. So that's probably what he means by that. Like, "Oh, I'm retiring from acting, but I'm still going to work on movies."
It's like when Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Said he's going to retire from acting, and then he signed up to play two characters in Sonic 3.
Uh-huh.
He was like, love that.
I have enough. I don't need to act anymore.
I will not act again unless a script is handed to me and it's written in gold. And then he came back for Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Dude, now this.
So this is the this is written, a good movie.
This is written in gold right here. This is great.
I love him. He is my idol, and I strive to be him every day. I strive to be Jim Carrey, but I could never be him.
Apparently, the Harry Potter TV series as well will be filmed in the original movie studio.
Oh?
Well, here's... Oh, well, I guess this is a list of facts about the project. This will be a decade-long project adapting J.K. Rowling's seven-book saga. Mm-hmm. An all-new cast will take on the roles of Harry, Ron, Hermione, and all beloved and other beloved characters. Over 32,000 children have reportedly submitted auditions to date. The series is expected to begin filming in mid-2025, so like 6 months from now, with a premiere targeted for 2026.
Should I audition for Hermione Granger?
Absolutely. Should I audition for Hagrid?
You should.
You think they'll take me? You think I'm large enough?
I think that you could get Hagrid. I might have to submit an audition tape for these HBO guys. I may have to do a little funny.
Hello, my boy.
Hello, my boy.
Anyways, OG Fortnite's back. You played it yet?
Yes. It immediately stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not worth it.
No, they're...
It's cool that it's there, but I probably won't touch it that much.
Yeah, that's valid.
I like the new stuff.
That's fair. Anthony Starr was nominated for Best Actor in a Drama Series for The Boys, the Critic Choice Award.
Hype.
For his portrayal of Homelander.
Hype.
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 Here we go.
Yeah, finish yawning.
So sorry, that was... I don't know. That was a big yawn.
Strawberry milk.
I agree. You ever just, whenever
nah, it still tastes bad.
Whenever like your cats or dogs yawn, do you ever just go, "Oh, that was a big yawn"?
No. What I did was, whenever my cat yawned, I just put my finger like between her jaws so that she bit down on my finger.
Sometimes my cats yawn in my face, and I have to smell their breath.
What my dog does is
it's nasty.
If my dog's mouth is open from a yawn for too long. Then what I do is I put my hand in his mouth and I go...
What's crazy is I was literally just thinking if I did that, I think... Because all my dogs are insane. Mm-hmm. They'd probably, like...
Kill you.
Yeah, maybe.
My dog does not kill me.
Especially B.
He probably gets close, but...
Especially B. That's funny, because B is an 8-pound chihuahua. Anyways... A federal appeals court upheld a law requiring TikTok to sever ties with its China-based parent, ByteDance, or face a U.S. ban by mid-January, ruling it constitutional. The court stated that the law protects free speech by limiting foreign influence and data access. Signed by President Biden, the law reflects national security concerns over data privacy and potential manipulation by Chinese authorities. Despite limited public evidence... So there's limited evidence that TikTok actually, like, does anything more or less than every other social media company. But they're like, nah, get it out of here. It's turning a kid's brains into mush. Oh, that's actually kind of crazy. Actually, no, it's not. I lied. So Pete Davidson recently revealed that every SNL cast member earns around $3,000 per episode. At 20, Davidson was one of the youngest members and earned $60,000 in his first season. The popularity on the show led to roles such as King of Staten Island, The Suicide Squad, as well as 3 stand-up specials. Okay, this is just listing his achievements. That is $42,000 a year, by the way, in case anyone was wondering. Okay. So they can't... Wait, no. There's 52 weeks in a year.
Yep.
$3,000 per episode.
Mm-hmm. It's just over $150,000.
Someone said $432,000 a year.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
It's just straight up false.
That's just not true. What a dummy.
No idea, man.
Brett Goldstein. You know Brett Goldstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the big rumor for Hagrid in the Harry Potter TV series. Apparently there's a lot of rumors going out about this recently. Yeah, rumored contenders include Mark Rylance's Dumbledore.
Hmm.
Brett Goldstein as Hagrid, Sharon Horgan as McGonagall.
And me as Harry Potter.
Yes. And Papa Isidore as Snape. I don't know how to say that name. Oopsies. The Notre Dame Cathedral has finally reopened after it caught fire 5 years ago. Yeah, Notre Dame Cathedral officially reopened on Saturday in a grand ceremony attended by heads of state, religious leaders, and dignitaries from all around the world. The event marked a pivotal moment for the iconic Parisian landmark, which has undergone extensive renovations since the devastating fire in 2019. Following the ceremony, the cathedral will welcome the public, offering an emotional experience for visitors who have long awaited this day. The opening comes amidst political tensions in France, but has drawn global attention and celebration. So, yeah, you can go to Notre Dame again, now that it's reopened.
I will not, but it's cool to know that I have the option.
Yeah, you know.
I will not be attending, but it's good to know I have the opportunity to.
Absolutely, I agree.
I'm going to show you an image. Don't make any mention of it.
Okay.
That is all. Continue.
Oh, okay. So Macaulay Culkin's 3-year-old son, Dakota, is such a fan of Home Alone that he believes he's the star of the movie. Speaking with E! News, Culkin, 42, revealed that Dakota often mixes up his dad's role as Kevin with his own memories. He thinks he's Kevin, Culkin said. I'm like, do you remember going down the stairs on that sled? He's like, mm-hmm. I tell him that was me. Culkin, who shares Dakota and another 2-year-old son, Brenda Song, joked about calling out Dakota's stories. You're a lying liar that lies. He quipped about his son's claims that he fought burglars. Dude, that's so funny.
Honestly, Macaulay Culkin is who I strive to be as a father. I feel like he made such a turnaround in his life. It's crazy. Yeah. I also love that his full legal name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
I know, it's just great. But
that's... Is his son's name Dakota Macaulay Culkin Culkin?
Yes. Oh my, dude. That's his kid.
It looks...
That is such
that
a...
That looks exactly fly, like him.
That's such a fly child. See that mohawk, dude?
Dang, bro. Dude, he's gonna be a skateboarder when he grows up. That kid's still going to be hitting 720s with Tony Hawk.
And he has no choice in the matter. He's going to
be
a skateboarder.
He is going to
be
a skateboarder.
Find
out where he lives just to leave him a longboard under the tree.
Scientists at the University of Bristol have developed the world's first carbon-14 diamond battery.
Ugh, British.
A sustainable power source with a lifespan of thousands of years because it uses carbon-14's radioactive decay to generate electricity.
And yet, we will not be using it.
Nope, we won't.
Nope, we're going to stick with coal, because that's kind of how we roll, isn't it?
Coal is how we roll.
And fossil fuels.
What a fire line. Coal is how we roll.
Listen, man, why would we use diamond-powered batteries when we can use dinosaur bodies as our gasoline? We can use dino corpses
that's
as
what
fuel.
Saying.
Like, that's let's just hard. Do
that. So superstar outfielder Juan Soto.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Juan Soto. You know Juan Soto?
No.
Well, You should, because
I don't play. I don't watch baseball.
Well, you should.
I don't want to. It's
superstar
a boring sport.
Outfielder.
I'll stand.
Superstar outfielder Juan Soto has agreed to a 15-year, $765 million contract with the New York Mets, making it the largest deal in professional sports history.
Baseball is a more boring sport than golf. How does that even happen?
That is just objectively incorrect. You should be ashamed of yourself for saying
that. When I watch golf live, I'm just like, oh, that was sick. When I watch baseball live in the stadium, I was like, wow, why am I here? There is nothing happening. Baseball is the most unentertaining sport I have ever had the displeasure of witnessing.
Clearly, you've never watched soccer.
No, I like soccer.
Soccer is so boring.
Soccer's hilarious. You don't know what you're on about.
Soccer's boring.
Dude, all of the people that fake getting injured in soccer is the funniest thing in the world to me. That is entertainment at its finest.
Anyways, yeah, Juan Soto now is the highest paid player in the world in professional sports of all time. The agreement reported Sunday night includes an opt-out after 5 years. So what's the point of signing him to a 15-year deal if he has the option to leave after five?
He only gets paid for how long he's there.
I mean, I guess, but the deal, with escalators and incentives, the deal could reach over $800 million.
Okay, so let's see this.
That's crazy.
How much was the number? 700-something million?
Yeah, 765. It's like...
I'm doing the math, hold on.
It's like 40 million a year.
Divided by... See, 15, 51 million a year.
51, okay. Yeah.
So, if he left after 5 years, he has $255 million.
That's just crazy to me.
He doesn't even have to stay the whole time. How do you get paid that much to play a sport?
My team, the Milwaukee Brewers, we were so close to getting him.
No, we weren't. How do you play a sport and make that much money?
If you're good at it and you make them a
lot
of money.
That's ridiculous.
If you're good at them or if you're good at it and you make them a lot of money.
If you ask me, the only sports that should be paying people that much are hockey and boxing because they have to pay for medical bills.
Football?
And football. I'll give you football.
Basketball.
Not basketball.
Dude, and baseball. Every sport has...
The worst injury that you get in baseball is you sprain your ankle or you get hit in the nuts with a ball.
That is objectively incorrect.
By what margin?
By the margin of how many Tommy John surgeries have happened over the last year.
What the heck is even that?
It's a tendon in your elbow that lets your arm move.
Mm.
And there have been... And because pitchers throw, you know, a bajillion miles an hour, like, it's... It tears that, that tendon has been torn so easily that it's insane. And, I mean, a bunch of players have torn their ACLs, a bunch of people that, people have almost died on the baseball field.
People have died on a hockey rink.
Okay. I wasn't saying that baseball is more dangerous than hockey.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that baseball players don't need that much.
Well, it makes more money than hockey. So,
which is ridiculous to me, because I say once again, the hockey players die and they're legally allowed to get into fights on the ice. And I think that's the funniest part.
It makes more money.
Listen, hockey is such an entertaining sport, dude. It's so funny because it's the dichotomy between, all right, hit the puck into the net and then just like, all right, everybody gang up on this guy and beat the crap out of him.
Beat him up.
Beat him up. Get him. I want him gone. Beat him up.
Anyway.
You're just allowed to do that.
Anyways, we got to kind of go hurry because there's a couple more things I want to talk about. I swore I would never talk about her again, but Taylor Swift's her Eras Tour is ending.
Yeah!
It's officially over.
Yeah!
And just barely has officially become the highest grossing tour ever.
No!
Over $2 billion.
No!
Ridiculous.
She doesn't need that.
No, she doesn't. Proposed $20 trillion tunnel will get you from New York City to London in 54 minutes from a Hyperloop-style system.
Hype? Honestly? That's sick?
They're not going to
do it. How are they going
to
do it?
They're not going
to.
They
won't, but it's cool to think of.
Google unveils a quantum chip that solves 10 billion-year problems in minutes.
Yeah, I read about that. It still didn't say what the problem was.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy Allen White was casted as the son of Jabba the Hutt in the upcoming Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu. Cast as Jabba the Hutt's son.
Hero?
No, Rodo? Rodo?
Rodo the Hutt?
Rhoda the Hutt.
Rhoda.
Yeah.
That's a new character.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
As in the guy from The Bear?
And Shameless.
And Shameless, whatever.
And, yeah, that guy.
I haven't finished The Bear. As Jabba the Hutt's son.
Yes. We can't dwell on this for too long, because there's
I'm dwelling on it. You go ahead. I'm going to keep dwelling.
There's the big story. The UnitedHealthcare CEO was assassinated outside of a hotel in New York City, just in the middle of the street in Manhattan. And it took a couple day manhunt, but they finally got a suspect. Luigi Mangione, he was charged with the murder of Brian Thompson.
I think that he's not the correct guy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's the same person.
A lot of people are saying that because there was, different pictures, and it's...
They showed,
like, the side-by-side of, like, the security picture where the dude was, like, flirting with the cashier or whatever.
Well, it's not even that. It's that there were five different people, five different photos of five different people in five different jackets coming out in those 2 days, and I'm just like, no... None of these are the same guy.
Yeah, but, like, the one that they're basing it off of completely...
it's not the same
they've
person.
They've got different eyebrows.
Yeah.
Mangione's eyebrows are a lot
huge.
More filled in.
Yes, they're
like
ridiculous.
It's more
he
of
looks
a unibrow.
Like, he looks like the red Angry Bird, yeah.
Yeah, so, he got arrested and charged with the murder of... The CEO, which is, obviously a huge deal, and they found, a manifesto?
Yeah.
With an entire thing about how he didn't like the healthcare system, and how, they deserve what's coming to them or whatever.
Yep.
I
don't think it's him either way. I think that the guy that did it is still, going.
Yeah.
He's still out there. People said that he might have left the country.
Yeah, probably.
Like, very shortly after. So I don't think that it's him.
But 26 is when you get off of your parents' healthcare plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how old this dude is. So some people are thinking, he was mad about how much he has to pay for insurance now that he's off of his parents' plan. So he just committed murder.
Yeah. I don't think so.
But then,
I think the funniest thing is the bag of Monopoly money.
Yeah, there was a bag of Monopoly money left in Central Park. What was I going to say? I don't remember. It was something... Oh, yeah. I think it's funny how he got caught. Or how he got arrested, rather.
McDonald's?
Yeah. He was at McDonald's. The McDonald's employee was like, huh, this guy looks familiar. Oh, he looks like the dude that killed that dude. And then just called the police, and he got arrested at McDonald's.
That's how I think that it's the wrong guy, because pretty much everybody seemed to agree that the dude in the photo smiling and flirting with the cashier was not the guy that shot the guy.
Yeah, no.
Two different people.
But, I mean, the evidence lines up, so,
it
I mean...
It really doesn't to me, but I don't know. We'll wait till the trial.
Yeah, it's, just... interesting how that's gonna work.
Yep.
That is going to do it for the 411 here today. I have been Miles Sprong. He's been Kieran Sandulo, as he just said. I can translate that. He said he hates you all.
Bah.
Very much.
Correct.
I did it. No,
goodbye.
He doesn't hate you. All right.
I do.
Goodbye, people.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.